Transmitter on the West Hills at 90.7 FM, other frequencies here in Cascadia, and via KBLO.FM to all the ships at sea.
Tune in on Thursday, August 30th at 8 p.m. to celebrate the Native programmers and the Native community of KBOO as part of our 50th anniversary. Jack Malmstrom of Rose City Native Radio will host this special on-air program. You can join us at the Native Community Open House here at KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue from 7 to 10 p.m. on August 30th. More information about the Native Community Open House and the anniversary programming can be found at KBOO.FM.
KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Folk Music Society's new concert season, which starts September 21st of this year and runs through May of 2019, all staged at the Reedwood Friends Church in Southeast Portland. The Portland Folk Music Society is pleased to present a lineup of national and regional artists, including Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore, the Kathy Kallick Band, the Honey Whiskey Trio, Legends of the Celtic Harp with Patrick Ball, True North, Tish Hinojosa, Pat Donahue, Nina Gerber and Chris Webster, and Dave Stamey. And for the first time, the Portland Folk Music Society is offering season ticket packages at prices below single show rates, either online or at the door. For more information, go to the website kboo.fm and look on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of a musical history tour by David Robix on Saturday, September 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Music Center in Portland. David Robix will perform a musical history tour, historical anecdotes, and songs about refugees, child migrants, immigration, trade wars, social movements, and more. These historical examples will help us understand our present times. Again, that's a musical history tour by David Robix on Saturday, September 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Music Center, 3350 Southeast Francis Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Oregon Zoo Summer Concerts presenting Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit and Amy Mann Friday, September 7th. All ages welcome. Tickets and more information available online at zooconcerts.com.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, August 30th, 2018. You're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the Fish Net, where they are always looking for for minnows like us. Radio for woke folk of the weird fear to the fully realized resistance. Today we have, tune in for the show, or just have the radio on for that matter, there we are. We've been talking labor all month. It's been, August has been Labor Day, basically. And so we are delighted to have Mike Elk joining us at the very last minute. He is a senior labor reporter at Heyday Report and frequently reports on labor actions on the ground. He's been an incredible source and an incredible force for workers across the land, where labor has been on the back foot for a while now. Not, of course, of its own actions, but simply because we are all of us on the resistance of this deplorable, amazingly awful. I mean, we cannot possibly state it in enough times and enough ways, because the hits just keep on coming. It seems that Trump now has confused trade negotiations with what he refers to as deals. Some of these sleazy agreements the oligarchs and the minions of oligarchs and some characters that any reasonable person wouldn't buy a used car from. And yet Trump bought the lot. That said, yes, we've been celebrating Labor Day, and it's definitely the right time to have Mike on. I beg your pardon for that. Sorry. So, with that said, just a quick look at the weather for today and through Sunday night. Today, occasional drizzle. Oh, really? Okay. And then a slight chance of showers later on in the day. Highs during the day, 73. And for tonight, lows around 57. Rolling along to the end of the week, Labor Day coming right up. It's going to be a sunny day with high near 74. And Friday night, lows around 53. Saturday, sunny, highs around 77, and the evening low around 54. Sunday, dawning bright and clear, lows, highs around 76, and a low of 55 overnight, bringing us full circle of Monday morning. We're going to be talking also today about wolves, another theme that I want to share with all of you, because apex predators are something that we know but don't talk. And what we are learning from apex predators, we haven't fully realized, perhaps. But there is news on that front. Josh Laughlin with Cascadia Wildlands joins us. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm really happy. Really glad to hear this. Is more good news on the wolf front, although wolves are constantly under the pressure of human populations. So can you talk a little bit about this recent event?
Sure. We got some incredibly exciting news yesterday from the state of Oregon that the White River wolves that were documented on the southern part of the Mount Hood National Forest earlier this year had successfully pups this year. A remote camera photo was released yesterday with at least two pups born in the wild to mark the first time in nearly 70 years that wolf pups have been born in the wild in the northern Oregon Cascades. It's a huge step forward in gray wolf recovery, and with the reestablishment back on the landscape of wolves near Mount Hood, that will begin to facilitate further recovery across the Oregon Cascades. There's an incredible amount of historic habitat for wolves to reoccupy in the Cascades and also the Coast Range. And again, with the reestablishment of wolves here on the Mount Hood area, that process will be facilitated moving forward.
Josh, thank you so much. We are out of time today. I want to just let everyone know, go look at the pictures and read up on this Cascadia Wildlands. That's the website to go to. And you can, of course, right there, here now, you can support the work that they're doing in reestablishing the wolf populations in Cascadia. Thanks again to Josh Laughlin, our guest today with Cascadia Wildlands. Have a look at the picture of the wolves. Good morning. Mike Elk is with us, as we said before, a senior labor reporter at Payday Report and frequently reporting on labor actions. You've read his work. Good morning, Mike. Thank you for being with us. This has been a Labor Day month all the way. Talk a little bit, can you, about what labor looks like right now, what the workers are facing now compared to, say, 50 years ago?
Well, I think labor is under tremendous attack right now, but it comes at a time that labor is starting to gain members, and I think these teacher strikes have really sparked a lot of excitement in public sector organizing. We're seeing massive interest now in teachers striking all over the country. And it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. There's very likely to be a large teacher strike in L.A. This year, and even teachers in Texas are talking about striking. I interviewed them this week in a story that's coming out for The Guardian. So, you know, we're seeing a big trend, and we're seeing now that unions are more popular than ever. So even though labor is under attack, they're making gains, they're gaining public support, and they're picking up union members.
Despite Trump's union busting, which of course is targeted directly at minority workers in federal government, there's a lot happening. I think he's overwhelmed. I don't think he expected the public to show as much support as the public did. Finally, standing up on his hind legs and saying, we support labor. This is quite unique. Before we let you go today, could you just talk a little bit about labor and how non-union members can support striking workers?
Well, I think, you know, now we're seeing a new non-traditional labor movement emerge out of the worker center movement, where it's just not about having a union in your workplace, but realizing how you can advance your rights without even having a union. There's all kind of legal tools that workers can use to advance rights in the workplace. I was just meeting with a dynamic worker center, the New Orleans Worker Center, and you know, there's all kind of creative things happening right now. And I think people should find, you know, what are the groups organizing around these issues in their communities and figure out how they want to get involved.
That's about all the time that we have, I believe, for today. I'd like to invite you back, though, as soon as we possibly can, to talk more about labor. There is a lot more to talk about. A great many points were brought up in a recent article that appeared in Harper's Magazine. And you, of course, have had a whole series of extraordinary reports that have come out recently, that to which we want to commend listeners' attention. This has been I've been speaking, of course, briefly with Mike Elk. He'll be back, I hope, in the very near future to talk labor a little bit more. It's been our Cascadia for August 30th, 2018. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Engineering today for us is Derek Crooks, our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I am Chris Andre. This is Get the Facts, Know Your Rights, Take a Stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. Don't forget, KBOO's beautiful website has a beautiful, it's a huge button, huge. And go ahead, push that button, become a member right now. Get a little bit ahead of the game. Thank you.
today on Flashpoints, an interview with Carlos Montes, founder of the Brown Berets, will report on an upcoming Soil Not Oil International conference, and we'll also remember Ruben Salazar and celebrate Chicano Moratorium Day. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. Well, it's coming up again. They call it Soil, Not Oil. This is the 2018 International Conference. This is an very important gathering that deals with various aspects of where we are now in terms of the climate, saving the soil, saving the planet, and where we're going. And it doesn't look all that good under Donald Trump. We've got the organizer of the conference and some key participants, and we're delighted to have them in the studio. We don't have a ton of time, and there's a lot to get to. So let me first introduce you to the organizer. Miguel Robles is the founder, core organizer of Soil Not Oil International. You've been doing this, Miguel, 4 years now, this specific conference. Could you give us a quick outline of what the conference is about? What's the modus operandi? What are you trying to do?
Well, what we are trying to do is to promote agroecological practices that